Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the third day of Elul, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Base. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah that a Gazlan will always pay for the stolen article at according to the value that it was worth at the time he stole it, and whatever improved at after that time, the improvements that are made belong to the Gazlan. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that even when there's a loss, the Gazlan will still pay what it was at the time of the Gzela. Gozel behem over his kino. He stole an animal, and the animal got old in the property of the Gazlan. Or he stole avodim, slaves, his kino. And they became old and now worthless as well. Mishalom kishas ha-gzela. He still has to pay what they were worth at the time of the gzela. And the reason is because he was koina them with a shinoi. There's a change that's taken place. They now, if there's a change that took place, they're now his. They belong to the gazlan. He has to pay, but he will pay only kishas ha-gzela. We do not say that this property, the animal or the avodim, have increased in value whilst under the jurisdiction of the original owner. We don't say that. We say it took place in the ownership of the gazlan. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, with animals it's one thing, but b'avodim, when it comes to stealing avodim or kidnapping someone else's avodim and taking them for himself, and they became old, oimer loy, the gazlan can tell the nigzel, here, take it as it is. He can return the avodim as they are, because avodim have a din like karka, have a din like land. And it always remains under the property or the ownership of the owners. And therefore we all say that if these avodim got old, they changed in value, they went down in value presumably, because the avid can't do as much what he could when he was younger, then we say it's bad luck for the owners. It's gone down under the jurisdiction of the owners, and the gazlan can simply hand over the avodim. He does not have to pay what they were worth at the time of the gzela. So Meir argues. Gozel matbeya v'nistak. What happens if a person steals a coin and it got it's nistak. Nistak means it's cracked, it's a bit damaged, and you wouldn't be able to use it. Even b'shasat chak, no one would accept that coin. We call this a shinui hanikar. We call it a recognizable change. Or he stole peres v'rkiv. He stole fruits and they rotted. All of them rotted. Or he stole yain v'hachmetz, wine, and it turned vinegary. In all these cases, we say there's a shinui nikar. There's a recognizable change, and therefore mishalim kishas egzela. He will have to make payment according to the value that they were worth at the time he stole it. And that's because since there is a shinui nikar, a recognizable change, that's enough to get the gazlan to own it. It becomes his. Well, now he'll have to pay for it according to the time, what it was worth the time the gzela. He can't just say, here, take it back. Here, take this is the vinegar, I'm giving it back to you. I stole it when it was $1,000 worth of wine, and I'm giving it back when it's only $500 or $200 worth. He can't do that. He has to pay what they were worth at the time of the gzela, the fruit, the wine, or the coin. But, says the Mishnah, what happens if he steals matbeya v'nifsal? He steals a coin, and the coin's out of use in this region, but it can be used in other provinces in the country. It can be used in other regions. Truma v'nitmes, he stole truma that became tome, even though he can't do much with it other than burn it. But these are changes that are not recognizable. It's a hezek sheni nikar. It looks like the same truma that as he stole it. Looks like the same coin as it was when he stole it. And in fact, it can be used in other regions, just here it can't be. Or another example, chometz v'avalava pesach. He stole someone's bread, and pesach passed by, all the biscuits, and pesach passed by, and now the whole thing is osavana. It's not worth a penny. Doesn't matter. He can still give it back to the owner. Not very nice, but he can give it back to the owner and say, here it is. I'm giving you back what I stole. Why can he do that? Because it's a hezek she'einoi nikar. It's not recognizable damage. Or behemoth, an avdavavera. He stole someone's animal And then an affair was done with it, a sexual act was done with it, or it was worshipped as a Betazara, which makes it now absolutely unfit for a carbon, for a sacrifice, and therefore went down in value. But it's not something you can see in the animal. It looks like the same animal as before. Or something happened to make, something else happened to make it ruined for the Mizbeach, that he can't use the Mizbeach. Again, something that's not clearly recognizable. Some little blemish that you wouldn't even recognize, but it's enough to make it possible for the Mizbeach. Or maybe the animal did a criminal act, the animal killed someone, and the halacha is that it has to be taken to be stoned. And here the Gazan says, here it is, killed someone yesterday, but the basin paskin, it has to be stoned, but here I'm giving it back to you, and I stole it. Omerloi, in all of these cases, the Gazlan can say to the original owner, Harish l'chalafanecha, here it is, I'm returning it back. Here it is, this is the animal I stole, this is the chametz I stole, I'm giving it back to you now. And the owner can be gritting his teeth and saying, but hang on, it's not worth to me anything, I want the money. No. It's because it's a hezek she'eino nikar. It's a non-recognizable form of damage. Mishnah Gimel. Because of the previous halachas that we learned in the previous Mishnahs, we're going to talk about tradesmen who have taken upon themselves to fix up things and it went wrong. Nosan lumanin lasakin. The person who gave a tradesman something, he gave him his equipment to fix up, v'kilkul, and they broke it. They spoiled the keli. Chayovin l'shalom. The tradesmen have to pay compensation for the value of the keli. Nosan l'chorosh shido tevo umigdol. What happens if a person gave a carpenter a wagon, a wooden wagon, or a box, or a cupboard to fix, to strengthen it with nails? V'kilkel. And he ruined it. He ruined it. Broke them. Chayv l'shalom. He's chayv to pay. The Gemara says that Mishnah wants to tell us here that whether he gave the tradesman a ready-made article to fix and they broke it, or whether they gave him the raw material to make a keli and the tradesman made a nice keli out of it, but then he broke it, the uman, the tradesman, will always be chayv to pay for the value of the keli and not just the value of the raw materials that the owner gave him. Why? And that's because of a famous rule. Ein uman koina bishvach keli. A tradesman does not own or acquire any improvements in the keli. Any improvements, when he builds something using someone's raw materials, that article belongs to the owner. It stays b'rishus bailim. So if he was given $100 of timber and he manufactured a beautiful cupboard that's now worth double, $200, and then he started to do more work on it and broke it, he's chayv to pay for the $200 because it belonged to the owner, $200. He can charge for his work, maybe. But he will have to pay for the full value of the keli at the time, the way it was worth the time he broke it. V'habanai shekibel alav listra sakoisel, continues the Mishnah. A builder who took upon himself to demolish a wall, v'shibre savonim, but he broke the stones in the process. And these stones were meant to be good stones that he could use for rebuilding. Oishahizik, or he caused damage, but some other damage by demolishing that wall. Chayv l'shalom, he's obligated to pay. Why? Because a builder has to take upon himself care. He has to take care that he doesn't break the stones that he's demolishing or taking down. And he has to be careful that it doesn't cause damage to others. Hoyososim mitzadzeh, v'nofel mitzadacher. If he was demolishing the wall from one side, and then, for some reason, it fell from the other side. And that's not because of vibrations, and not because he was hitting the wall. Potter, he's exempt from paying. That's an onus. That's something beyond his control. If, however, it was because of the blows that he was putting on one side of the wall, that the other side, the stones fell out, chayev, then he's obligated to pay, because he ought to have taken more care to realize that as a result of his blows, it would be it would likely cause damage on the other side, and therefore he's chayv to pay.